News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Kudos to Rob Center, fabulous producer, already up and running the archive with the WKOK podcast page with our first interview of the day. Now we launch into the second interview of the morning and the week. On the news line with us now, Steve Stumbris, director of the Bucknell University Small Business Development Center. They got a lot of activities and events, and they are just almost on warp speed all the time. And this year and this fall, no exception. Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for checking in.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Always good to be talking with you.
This is from a guy who's probably had 7 or 8 million cups of coffee, if you use the namesake of your million cup of coffee events that you have, those great conversational events. So, yes.
You bet.
I appreciate that.
Only one cup in so far this morning, so you might still be ahead of me today, but by tomorrow morning, yes. I definitely want to share with you and with listeners about that entrepreneurship event coming up tomorrow and what the Small Business Development Center has coming up in the week ahead after that for National Small Business Week.
All right, well, let's look at the SBDC calendar. Let's start out with tomorrow's event, and then we'll flip the page and look at next week. Go right ahead.
Absolutely. Well, tomorrow, a monthly event that the Bucknell SBDC and a number of other partners throughout the region have been engaging in together, a collaboration with economic development partners, with volunteers who are excited about startup activity in the Susquehanna Valley. And this program is called, as you kind of foretold there, 1 Million Cups Susquehanna Valley. And yes, it evokes the idea that you get together with a friend, have a cup of coffee, and you chat about ideas. The ideas that are expressed at 1 Million Cups events are about startups, about entrepreneurship, about innovation here in the Valley. So each month, and these are occurring via Zoom, so really easy for people to join in wherever you are throughout the Susquehanna Valley. Like people joining in from 3-4 counties, actually, hearing the stories of entrepreneurs who are early in the stages of starting and growing their own small businesses. Great examples of recent times have included Tara Mining, who is a speech and language specialist in Danville. We have heard from entrepreneurs like Nissan Trotter about Trot Fitness. We have heard from everything from retail and new restaurants of the region to tech startups, and a couple of those situated at the business incubators that the SBDC runs. Tomorrow, we're going to hear from one of those entrepreneurs in particular, Mark Burke, who is going to be talking about his new company, Mindset. And when I say new, it's not exactly new, but during the pandemic, Mark, like so many other small business owners, were faced with a challenge to his core business model, that is going to a place of business and consulting, coaching, talking organizational strategy with the leaders of companies. What he saw a need for here in our valley and throughout the world is how to do virtual events so that they are engaging with an audience. So that's what Mark is going to be talking about, his experience of completely pivoting in how he operates his business and what his business does, and Mindset as the area's premier virtual event planner and designer and partner. So, well, interesting story from Mark about his own startup experience.
Well, and I think that's a great idea, because I've been to some of his events and they're sort of multi-dimensional, with people sometimes leading within the room and certainly one or more video screens, and then people have their individual computer monitors going. Think of a Zoom meeting as being one-dimensional. Your screen is there, right, and you're on the screen. Think of a three three-dimensional meeting where you really just have a broad opportunity to participate with people from all over the world, and it's a, just a great opportunity. Okay, so Million Cups, where and when tomorrow?
9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and indeed 9 o'clock on the second Wednesday of every month. Where people can find that is the website, that is the number, 1millioncups.com/Susquehanna.
All right, so
that's the program's website. At that site, they will find the Zoom link for the 9 a.m. meeting tomorrow. And tomorrow they'll hear Mark's story. They'll also get a little virtual tour of the incubator that he grew that company at called Startup Anvil. And that's going to be led by my great colleague, Denny Hummer, our assistant director for business incubation at the SBDC.
Take a look at
what's happening in startup activity there.
All right. Other activities that are coming up. We've got about 5 minutes left, so we've got to cover a lot of ground in a short amount of time because there's tons of things coming up. Run down the list.
Well, what we're drawing a tight focus on is how businesses have been resilient through the pandemic and how we're moving into a period, they are moving into a period of renewal of their businesses. So that theme, celebrating resilience and renewal, is the theme for National Small Business Week. This is coming up, being marked with programs by Bucknell SBDC on September 13th, 14th, and 15th. What we are sharing is how the resources of organizations throughout the nation, how the SBDC helps local small business owners connect with these truly powerful resources. The first one, how to stay in business. We are partnering with the American Red Cross about emergency action planning. And the presenter from the Red Cross is going to talk about their Ready Rating program, how a small business owner can pick up tips and tricks, a simple plan to put together to be prepared to sustain their operations in the case of an emergency. Monday the 13th. On the 14th, we're going to take a look kind of into the future or future opportunities for businesses who are innovating. And a presenter from the United States Patent and Trademark Office is going to give an overview of patents and intellectual property. So if you're doing something that's completely new in your business, how do you put a strategy together to make that to capitalize on that innovation? So patents, intellectual property for small business owners, Tuesday the 14th. And then finally on Wednesday, we'll be joined by representatives from the U.S. Small Business Administration talking about COVID-19 relief programs. We've heard of Paycheck Protection Program in the past. Still active is the EIDL loans, Economic Injury Disaster Loans. So we're going to have Steve Dixell and Solomon Wheeler, who are leaders of the U.S. SBA in Pennsylvania and great partners of the SBDC, sharing an overview of how the SBA, the Small Business Administration, is a resource for small business owners. And I'll give you just one number that really conveys the power of that. As the Small Business Development Center have served local small business owners since the start of the pandemic, we have helped them secure over $9 million in COVID-19 relief funding, primarily from the U.S. SBA. So I hope that business owners throughout the region join us during National Small Business Week from September 13th through the 15th with these webinar programs that are all available online at their convenience for free.
Well, fantastic. And I just think a lot of people are just, I think you inspire folks when you talk about this idea that these are just lay people in our area that decided for whatever reason that they were going to start to follow their dream or just follow a good idea. You know, it doesn't even have to be your lifelong dream, but just something you thought, well, geez, this is a good idea, or this is an unmet need, or guess what, I got a certain skill or gift I'd like to share, and small businesses can do that. Bucknell.edu, SBA. CDC. You can use that to connect to 1 Million Cups Susquehanna tomorrow, or the activities for Small Business Development Week, which are all next week and all online. Steve, we'll give you the last word. Anything else to add to our conversation?
Well, again, thanks for helping to share this, the Bucknell SBDC and the U.S. Small Business Administration as a resource for entrepreneurs. We've got the tools, the innovators in the Valley have the talent, and you put those together, and we see success over and over again for small businesses. It's not easy, but if an entrepreneur is willing to put in the work, we can help them build small businesses here in the region. Looking forward to that. Thanks again, as always, Mark.
Well, yeah, if you're burdened with thinking small, hang around these folks for a while. And these are the big thinkers of the world, and they're just creating and making and having activities and just encouraging folks to make good on their good ideas. Thank you so much, Steve. Thanks for checking in. We'll check in next month. We'll find out what's going on throughout the rest of the fall in the Central Susquehanna Valley at the SBDC. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Looking forward to be back.
That is Steve Stumbris, director of the Small Business Development Center. Their upcoming entrepreneurial event is tomorrow, 1 Million Cups with Mark Burke of Mindset. And this is how to do big virtual, well, not necessarily large, but certainly very dynamic virtual events. I think Zoom meeting with three or four dimensions associated with it. And then the Small Business Development Week is next week, and they got a wide range of things going. Bucknell.edu/SBDC.